The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And of course, I'm in the studio, with the lovely, wow, what a way to start out the show. In the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, because today is obviously Friday, which means we have another episode of Casual Friday for you. How you doing, Elisa?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So, we have a great show planned for you today. Lots of great information.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should also admit, I have to admit to the audience, that last night I watched Dr. Oz.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're saying. Carl, you sellout. No, actually, Dr. Oz had a show that was recorded on TiVo,
mm-hmm.
and it said, 1 hour of the greatest anti-aging secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking he's going to be talking about things that stave off age-related disease.
Right.
But Dr. Oz, like the rest of the neophytes out there, think that anti-aging means looking younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have anything to do with looking younger in the true sense of, when you talk to Aubrey de Grey, and if you ask him, well, Aubrey, but all of this science you're talking about, what portion of it will make my bags under my eyes go away? He'll probably call you an idiot and walk away.
He doesn't look very young.
Well, but that's because anti-aging science has nothing to do with how you look. It has to do with how your body functions, biological function.
Okay, so you don't think if you're healthy on the inside that it's going to reflect on the outside?
It may or it may not. I don't think that it's absolutely quantitative. I think that if you are sick, you may have outward manifestations on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
You may look paler or white or, you know, so on and so on. But however, there are many people out there who have diseases and their skin looks fine.
Okay.
So I don't think it's universal.
But it doesn't manifest itself in some way, like you might get bags under your, I'm just pulling something,
yeah.
You might get bags under your eyes or.
Well, definitely.
You know, the age spots.
But it's corollary. It's corollary.
Not causative.
Yeah. And in other words, yes, your skin may look, you may have bags under your eyes if you don't get enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But the bags under your eyes are being caused by the lack of sleep, as are other things in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we've done shows about skin. It's important to me. Someone said on the Facebook the other day when I posted my Stronger is Younger video,
uh-huh.
that, you know, I keep forgetting how old Carl looks, yet how spry he is, you know, or something like that.
Did that hurt your feelings?
Well, no, because I've always said that I have a face like an old shoe, so it doesn't matter. I know. Listen, I was a sun worshiper for decades, and mm-hmm. I will not recant that. I'm not going to be like those women on Dr. Oz who go, but now I know better, and I'm going to wear SPF, blah, blah, blah.
One of the things that bothered me about the Oz show that we watched was the women. One of the women was crying because he had everyone in the audience wash their makeup off.
Right.
And she said that her makeup is part of her identity, and so she was crying in his studio, and it just, like, why did she get upset because she had to wash her makeup off? That didn't make sense.
Because and I hate to use this saying, and I know I'm going to insult somebody out there, but there's an old saying, when you do something that's futile,
mm-hmm.
they say, oh, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. In other words, a pig is a big, dirty, sloppy animal, and putting lipstick on it is not going to change that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the women in his audience really need to focus on their bodies their makeup.
A lot of them were overweight. That's true.
You're being kind. The woman that you're talking about in particular had to be pushing well over 300 pounds, and she was a little itty-bitty thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she feels like by putting makeup on, when she looks in the mirror, she sees the makeup only. She doesn't see the face that it's on. She forgets how fat her face
maybe
is.
Maybe it's a mask for her,
yeah.
to mask what the real issue is.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's probably what it is.
It's her blankie. That's her blankie.
Yeah.
It gives her a little confidence. But the bottom line is, anti-aging has nothing to do with the quality of your skin?
Well, I would disagree with you on that somewhat, because I think that when you take care of your body, then it is going to reflect somewhat with your skin, because I feel like it does with mine.
And I even said this last night when we were watching it. Dr. Oz should have you on the show. And I'll tell you, I'm going to tell the listeners why. On the 11th of October, you're celebrating a birthday. We're not going to say what birthday it is, because women don't like to tell their age.
Uh-huh.
But what I will say is, if people understood your age, they'd probably be more appreciative about how wonderful your skin looks and the fact that you have no gray hair. And you know what? When I first met you, and you told me that, I thought, oh yeah, I'm going to wait until I start seeing roots, and she's going to go to the, but you have no gray hair. So if anybody has figured out the anti-aging secrets to skin and hair, it's you.
Well, one thing I will say about the show that we watched, they did a section of the show about healthy hair. And they talked about, as you age, you lose the oils in your hair. And I don't wash my hair every day, and I've noticed that since I don't, my hair is healthier.
Right.
And that was a good tip for the audience. I mean, there were a few little pearls that you could pick up from the show.
Yeah, but the esoteric and aesthetic tips, they have nothing to do. These women are probably that woman with her makeup,
mm-hmm.
right? She's probably completely insulin resistant.
Don't you think, though, that most people watch Dr. Oz to pick up tips like that?
Yes, and that's the sad part.
Okay.
It's kind of like, let's say you had a house and the house is completely dilapidated. It's falling apart. The plumbing is leaking. Worst of all, your furnace is emitting carbon monoxide into the air inside the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Oz's show was not about medicine, but instead about home repair and decoration.
Right.
And Dr. Oz came to your house and said, you know what? If you wash your windows and put curtains up, at least you'll feel happier. Meanwhile, you're living in a house that you're exposing yourself to carbon monoxide every single day.
Well, that's a good analogy.
Yeah. What Dr. Oz needs to come in and say, look, forget about what your skin looks like. You're 350 pounds. You're probably mm-hmm. insulin resistant. You have all these other issues. Let's go ahead and fix the furnace.
Right.
And then we can open the windows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, again, the majority of America doesn't want to do the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Oz is the perfect guy for the job.
Okay, well,
so there you go.
I don't see him ranting about Monsanto on his show.
No. Why is that, I wonder? Because he doesn't want to get kicked off the air.
Exactly. Okay, so speaking of hard work, you know, a while back when you first interviewed Dr. Cassandra Forsyth, I was reading some of her blogs, and on one of her blogs it said that as women age, it's not really the metabolism that slows down, it's the work the effort that we put out.
Right.
Like, instead of walking places, we drive, and you know, you're sitting in front of your computer at your desk all day long. So that prompted me to do my little pedometer experiment.
So your pedometer experiment is what? To occasionally wear your pedometer now to kind of
gauge how active I am.
Right.
So
you wore it yesterday.
I wore it yesterday, and just keep in mind, it's not like a great fashion accessory, so I don't wear
it. You don't like wearing it?
I don't wear it every day.
Did anyone make any comments in your travels yesterday? What are you wearing on your hip? Is that a new pager, a new cell phone?
No. But anyway, so I wore it yesterday, and I was shocked. I did over 15,000 steps yesterday.
Wow. And that was now, did you do anything excessive? Did you do anything you normally wouldn't do to kind of add to the...
No, I went to the gym. I did my normal workout. Actually, I did lesser of a workout than what I typically do.
Because you were in a hurry.
Because I was in a hurry and I only had, you know, a specific window to work out in. But no, I mean, actually nothing.
Okay.
And I did 15,000 plus, like 15,300 and something. And it was 12 miles, it was about a mile short of being a half marathon.
Wow, that's so cool. So you're still maintaining your activity, mm-hmm. quotient.
And you know, as with everyone, there are going to be days that you're less active. But I think if you're able to kind of keep tabs on it, and then you can, you know, if you're not as active one day, then you can pick it up the next day.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to go into a commercial break.
Already?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
We have so much to talk about today.
And we will. We'll get it all done. When we come back, do you want to start out talking about the knee implants, knee reconstruction surgery? What do you want to talk about when we come back?
I wanted to talk about the food recalls.
Yes, that's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented, and obviously walks a lot, Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw. The delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
All inferior creatures are to be considered.
This is a very appropriate coming back from the break.
What is it?
That's President George W. Bush.
No, that part.
Oh, it's a Martian making fun of... The Martians were watching that on TV up on Mars, and they were making fun of him.
Is that what that is?
And now here we have Green Day, which is a totally non sequitur. Okay. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. So, Elisa, I have to ask you this question first.
Okay.
When you hear about food recalls, other than the fact that you like to talk about them on the air, do you worry about them?
Well... personally, I don't, because I shop at the farmer's market.
Isn't that great? And we shop at J. King.
We actually already ordered our turkey for Thanksgiving.
I know. It's actually going to be processed 2 days before we pick it up. So it's going to be as fresh can be.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's going to be very cool.
But one thing I wanted to talk about with the food recalls is it seems like just recently there have been so many.
Unbelievable, isn't
it? Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Well, on September 14th, there was the cantaloupe recall.
Right.
Which, by the way, on October 5th, it was in the news that an Iowa woman had a miscarriage due to the listeria.
Uh-huh. So, and don't forget, that's when the recall occurred, but the actual fruit was distributed months before that. So there's a lot of people out there who are yet to come forward with their listeria issues.
Well, and they could still have, because it says the listeria survives on the fruit in the refrigerator, so they could still have that cantaloupe in the refrigerator now.
Right.
And some of the articles that I read said that, obviously I knew this, that when you cut your cantaloupe, the knife actually brings the listeria inside to the fruit on the inside.
Yummy.
And you know, I guess, I don't know if you can prevent that from washing the fruit.
I would
really
imagine
well.
Washing the fruit would help, yeah.
Because I always wash my fruit prior.
And I have to say something now.
Okay.
I have to give you your kudos. I always wondered why you washed avocados. You always wash avocados before you cut them, as opposed to me. I just cut them and I start eating them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I guess I should start washing avocados because there could be something on the
outside
exterior of the avocado, and then I bring it into the avocado where I'm going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So I give you props for that.
Well, thank you.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, he's a bit goofy today. But anyway, okay, so we had two turkey recalls. With the Cargill turkey.
Right, turkey meat, right.
Turkey meat. And then we had a Tyson beef recall.
Wonderful, wonderful.
On September 29th. And also there was a romaine lettuce recall on September 29th.
So I guess I have to go in my freezer and check all of my ground beef. Oh, wait a minute. It's all grass-fed from Ridge Acre Farms.
Well, and even I was doing cardio one day and I saw a commercial for the turkey Jennie-O,
yeah.
And they said in the commercial, which they used to not do, make sure you cook your turkey to 165 degrees.
Inside. It's sent in the center.
In the center.
Right, right.
Because I guess you have to worry about it.
Yeah. But we don't. And that's the message. I had two nice young ladies on yesterday, Robin Gammon and Lauren Farmeyer from the University of Missouri, talking about locally sourced foods. And I said, you know, one of the benefits of buying your food from a local farmer is when these recalls come out, you don't even pay attention to them. I don't care about them. It's like somebody says, hey, did you hear they recalled it? I don't care.
Well, and that's part of, you know, we just did the gardening show this week, too. That's part of why, you know, growing your own garden in the summertime
is so important.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just pulled this out of the paper. I did want to mentioned that it was from True Leaf Farms, the romaine lettuce.
Right.
In case anybody has any True Leaf Farms romaine lettuce in your refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even feed it to the animals. Throw it in the garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. So what is next, Alisa?
Well, did you want to talk about the knee surgery now?
Yeah, I do, because it ties into a theme that we're kind of going to cover today.
And that is?
Well, never forget. Let's just leave it at that right now. Never forget. Remember that. That term is going to play out here in a couple stories. Never forget. So
knee surgeries are on the rise. Replacement surgeries has increased 100% over the past 10 years.
Right.
And it's expected to rise 500% by 2030.
I love that 2030.
Do you think there's any correlation?
We need to get t-shirts that say 2030 on them.
Because half of Americans are supposed to be obese by 2030.
Right, right.
So I guess that's the correlation there.
Right. Now, the unfortunate part is that the medical orthodoxy believes that it is a completely mechanical event, that the heavier you are, the faster your knees wear out. But we learned the other day on the show about pro-inflammatory fats linked to arthritis, that the research shows that it has nothing to do with the load on the joint. It has everything to do with the inflammation caused by eating the wrong types of fats. But do you think the medical orthodoxy is saying that? Oh, no.
Well, In the article that I read, the Arthritis Foundation, their number one suggestion was to lose weight.
But to lose weight, that's not the problem, because the research showed that even mice that lost weight, but their inflammation remained, they had their joints still got destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the wrong message.
It says every pound loss reduces the weight on your knees by 4 pounds.
But that is not the problem. And see, they're so off base. And this is what frustrates me, because they're giving people the wrong information. People will follow direction. If they're given the right information, the results will be what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, okay.
It says to get exercising. Exercise helps with pain.
That's true.
And is good for overall health.
Yes.
And to increase your muscle.
That's true, too. So there you go.
One thing that troubled me about the article, though, was that it said glucosamine and chondroitin is not recommended.
Now, they said not recommended, and I really don't like that. They said not recommended.
Uh-huh.
And as opposed to the jury is still out, or something a little less, with less gravity.
Right.
Glucosamine and chondroitin works. There's no doubt about it. It works. Anybody who's taken it for his 2 weeks at the right dosages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
I can tell when I stop taking it.
Yes.
If I have a period of when I forget to take it or I don't take it, I can tell that if I go squat or if I go running or something, my knees will start to hurt.
Yes, glucosamine and chondroitin absolutely work. It takes about 2 weeks for it to start working, and most people have to take twice as much as is recommended on the bottles of the mainstream products. And that's the problem. If you're taking the half dose, you're not going to see the results you want.
It said most of the...
But in other words, the glucosamine industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what? How is that any different than the pharmaceutical industry? Who's doing the research for them?
Exactly.
The pharmaceutical industry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so we should abandon all research. Ah, I see. Only when it's not a pharmaceutical company, we should abandon research.
And what about all the Weight Watchers studies that are supported by Weight Watchers or funded by Weight Watchers.
And show that Weight Watchers is the best.
Show that Weight Watchers is the best.
Oh, hypocrisy abounds.
It makes no sense.
No. But anyway, so, and you know what? We talked about it on this show when we did the arthritis show, but people who do suffer from severe arthritis can take advantage of reversing that arthritis by taking aggressive amounts of glucosamine and chondroitin while following the anti-aging protocol of 2 IUs a day, 5 days a week of growth hormone. And inside of a year, you will go back and have x-rays done, and you will see the space between the joints increase from the increase in chondrocyte production.
How many doctors do you know that are going to prescribe
None.
Growth hormone?
No, but how many of them will prescribe a knee replacement, which is a radical. I mean, think about how radical. Even though knee replacements have gotten a little less radical because now they don't cut the whole joint out. They just cut the portion of the joints where they touch together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like a resurfacing.
Mm-hmm.
But think about that. They open your leg up. They take a saw, like a saw that you'd cut lumber with, and cut parts of your bone out and then put these artificial implants in, and the healing process takes forever. And you know what? Would you really want a part of your body replaced in such a crude manner?
No.
And guess what? They wear out. So once you get a knee replacement at a young enough age, you pretty much are going to be having another knee replacement at some point in the future. I don't want that.
Neither do I.
So anyway, okay. So what are we talking about now, Alisa?
Well, do you want to talk about the DES?
Yes, I do.
We
can take this segment a little long if we have to. I do want to talk about DES.
Okay.
I want to talk about DES because it's going to play into some of the other things that we're going to be talking about. This, again, is one of those things to remember. Always remember. Never forget. So what is DES?
It's a synthetic estrogen that was given to women in the 1940s through the 1960s to prevent miscarriages.
Okay.
Okay.
And so this was something that was approved by the FDA, and obviously it was approved by the FDA at that point. The FDA was around in the 40s.
Right.
And it was promoted by the medical orthodoxy and
uh-huh.
prescribed to patients to help them with the high-risk pregnancies to avoid a miscarriage. First of all, Alisa, did it work?
No. It okay. says in this article, studies show that it did not work.
Okay. Now, so it didn't work. Is there anything else that it did that was terrible?
Well, it causes breast cancer.
In the women who took it or their offspring?
In their offspring, I'm sorry. And now they're also worried about the following generation.
Right, so
we're talking about it's
an epigenetic effect.
Right.
Which means that the user didn't get affected by it, but their offspring did. And we talk about this all the time when we talk about GMO, and everybody goes, oh, GMO is safe. And I say, you don't know that until we see the offspring of the people who are eating it. Mm-hmm. Here's a perfect example. Here's a drug that was given that didn't work, and now who's suffering? The person who took it that made the bad decision?
No.
Their children and possibly their grandchildren.
And possibly their grandchildren. And it also causes infertility as well.
Bingo. Okay, so now keep in mind, I'm going to repeat this again because this is the theme of today's show. The FDA approved it. The medical orthodoxy prescribed it. They told people it was safe to take it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. And so a generation later, we find out they were completely wrong, and lives are destroyed as a result of it.
Uh-huh.
DES. Remember thalidomide?
Yes.
Thalidomide was created by a company, I believe, in Germany. It was designed to help women overcome morning sickness.
You showed me pictures of the children.
All the babies were born with no arms and mutilated limbs.
Oh,
terrible.
Awful.
Could you imagine? Now, keep in mind, the FDA approved it.
Mm-hmm.
The medical orthodoxy endorsed it
promoted
by prescribing it.
Mm-hmm.
They told their patients to take it. They said, everything's okay. Don't worry about it. And then their babies are born with no arms. So and they actually call them thalidomide babies. So there you go. Okay.
It also says that the sons of DES users could face health risks from testicular problems and cysts.
There you go. So, okay.
It's going to affect
both. And once again, and then we're going to move on to the next story. The FDA approved it. The medical orthodoxy prescribed it and told their patients that it was safe to take. And those people are suffering today now.
Yes.
Okay. So what else do we have besides DES to talk about, Elisa? Well, or should we go ahead and take our break? We're actually at the break right now.
Yes, let's take our break. And then we're going to play the video when we come back.
Okay, yeah, which is going to lead in. Keep in mind, again, the theme for today's show is never forget, because that is what the medical orthodoxy wants you to do. They want you to forget the past and only look at the research that they published today. But it's important that just like religion, we relegate and we look back. Just like we talk about looking back at nutrition, never forget. Because if you're fooled once, shame on them. But if you're fooled twice, the shame is on you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be.
Someday we should come in and just play music for Casual Friday. Pick out all the songs that we like and just play music.
Is that the day we're going to drink wine?
Yes. Well. You know what? Let's do that. I'm serious. Let's pick a Casual Friday where we come in, drink wine, and play music and just talk about the music. I'd like to do that.
Okay.
All right. When we were going into the break, Alisa reminded me that we probably should tell you the name of DES, mm-hmm. the actual name of it, because obviously these acronyms make it hard for people to search for information about it. DES actually stands for diethyl silbestrol. Diethyl silbestrol. So if you want to learn more about it, it was actually first synthesized in 1938. Okay, so to set up the next portion of the discussion of this show that is going to be simply themed, Never Forget. I like that, Never Forget. We will never forget. I'm going to play an interview from the nightly news. This is a three minute and 28 second interview, so please bear with it, okay? Because it's important that we hear everything that they have to say.
Subject first came up this week at that GOP debate. HPV, the virus that can cause cancer. It's spread by sexual activity, but it can be prevented by a vaccine, but only if it's given to young people before it's too late. It was a political issue in the state of Texas because Governor Perry, now a presidential candidate, said all young girls in the state should have the vaccine. But people are now speaking up about the medical issue and an aspect of it that often isn't talked about because in part of the mode of transmission, the high rate of head and neck cancers from this same virus, a form of cancer that kills roughly one American every hour. Our chief medical editor, Dr. Nancy Snyderman, is here in the studio to start us off tonight. Nancy, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. It is the virus a lot of women know causes cancer of the cervix. But what a lot of women, in fact, most doctors don't know, is that this is also linked to other cancers, deadly cancers, and they're on the rise, and most people don't even know that they are at risk.
Ready? Kelly Seipert never envisioned herself as anything but healthy. A mother of three who eats well, exercises, and has never smoked, the diagnosis of cancer of the tonsil came as a shock.
I didn't have any symptoms. That's the scary thing about this. I didn't have the typical sore throat or anything in my mouth that raised a red flag.
But Kelly now joins the ranks of what many cancer doctors see as an alarming trend. Cancers of the mouth and throat that are directly linked to exposure to HPV, the human papillomavirus, the same virus that is known to cause cancer of the cervix.
Unlike the patients we saw a decade ago that were 60 or 70 years old, the patients we see now are actually much younger. These patients are typically in their late 30s and their early 40s.
The numbers are staggering. Experts predict that in 2011, there will be 45,000 new cases of head and neck cancer. More than a third of those will be linked to HPV infection, which is mainly transmitted by oral sex. And the symptoms can be so subtle that they may be missed at first. Sore throat, a lump in the neck, difficulty swallowing, even an earache. For Kelly, the treatment has been tough. 7 rounds of chemotherapy, 35 doses of radiation.
The radiation took away my ability to talk, swallow, and eat. In fact, I didn't eat for probably about 8 months.
While there is no known cure for adults who have been exposed to the virus, children can be protected by vaccination. The CDC recommends that children get their shots when they are 11 or 12 before they become sexually active.
We talk to patients about vaccinating their children. I'm talking about vaccinating boys and girls.
Kelly says she is taking no chances.
I love my children, and I know what I went through, and it was excruciating. So there's a vaccine out there that's been tested that has positive results. I think it's my duty to them to protect them against HPV.
I want to underscore that while those signs of oral cancer can be subtle, it's the symptoms that last for longer than 2 weeks that warrant a visit to your doctor. And Brian, a reminder that over 35 million doses of this vaccine have been given. It is safe, it's effective, and it is endorsed by a lot of medical bodies.
Very important story for us to do, Nancy. Thanks for being here.
Now, I'm not going to blame Brian Williams because he's a newscaster, okay? And I'm not going to blame the woman because she's a newscaster.
No, she's actually a medical contributor.
Okay.
She's a doctor.
But she's a newscaster. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me one second. I forgot to turn Brian Williams off. Anyway, but let's put these things in perspective for a second, okay? The HPV vaccine
right.
does not address all of the human papillomaviruses. Only addresses one of them, and apparently there's like 4 others that it doesn't address. So they don't say anything about that.
Okay.
The other thing is, Brian Williams' attempt to sensationalize the number of deaths every year from the HPV-related throat and neck
head
cancer
and neck.
By saying one death every hour makes you think, oh my God, people, that's 7,800 people a year. Now, I'm not making light of the 7,800 people a year that die from it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's put that in perspective to the 400,000 plus people a year that die from tobacco use. Or let's even go in 2009 through the FDA's own statistics, there was 63,846 deaths from the proper use of prescription drugs.
From the proper use.
Proper use. They were prescribed. The guy used them. He died.
How many?
63,846 just up in 2009. I don't have 2010 mm-hmm. and figures yet. But, I mean, there were 373,535 adverse, serious adverse reactions to prescription drugs. Okay? More than a quarter of a million. So I'm not making light of the 7,800 people a year that die from head and neck cancer that's related to the the human papillomavirus. But what I'm saying is, where is the gravity of the medical orthodoxy and all the people that back it and say that it's purely safe coming out against something that kills more people? More people die every year from alcohol use.
Right.
So what's really up here with the HPV virus vaccine?
Well, they're pushing the vaccine. Well, and they're pushing vaccines in general. First, the movie Contagion that we went to see and we talked about.
Right.
And it's been kind of an ongoing joke this week. Every time I pick up the newspaper, four out of five newspapers have articles about the flu shot or some type of a vaccine. Pushing a vaccine.
Now, I'm not saying, I want to make sure everybody understands something. I'm not saying all vaccines are bad.
No.
Okay?
No.
We know that some vaccines really do something. Okay?
Right.
But what you are seeing here is a pharmaceutical industry desperate. There's shift. More and more people are saying no to prescription drugs. So they're desperate. They're trying to figure ways out. Well, you know what? Vaccines have been the saving grace. Polio work, blah, blah. We need to come up with more vaccines. Vaccines will make money. We need to have vaccines because vaccines you get whether you get sick or not. Prescription drugs you only use when you get sick. But the whole world can be vaccinated for something so that they don't get sick.
So this is a big, big opportunity for the pharmaceutical industry. So what they're doing here is, in my opinion, is they're taking the success of vaccines and they're trying to expand upon it and come up with vaccines for everything. And they're trying to sensationalize little things like the 7,800 deaths a year from head and neck cancer related to the human papillomavirus and scare the bejeebers out of people so that they get their kids vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Now, we are doing a show on vaccines with Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News, Dr. Meryl Nass, who is an authority on vaccines and testifies in front of Congress, and she is not an anti-vaccine person. Okay?
No, but she is anti-HPV, isn't she?
Well, she I don't know that yet. Okay?
Okay.
And Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation has some strong opinions about this as well. And what you're going to find out is we're not going to be this is not going to be a conspiracy theory show. We're not going, hey, you know, the Rockefeller Foundation is trying to sterilize the world by through vaccines. We're going to be talking about hard, cold facts about vaccines that work and vaccines that don't and whether or not people should be scared into or forced into vaccinating themselves or their children.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great show, I promise you. But this is nonsense what's going on with a human papillomavirus.
What about the article that Nick Gugg sent us about flu shots that can't contain 250 times more mercury than the EPA safety
limit? Not all flu shots do, but you're right. Thimerosal, which is a preservative, which actually was a preservative in contact lens solution when I was young.
Uh-huh.
And I wore contact lenses since I was 14, so I was putting thimerosal in my eyes. But thimerosal is a preservative that is by composition is 50% mercury. They use it in vaccines, or they did use it in vaccines up through 2009 in general as an antibacterial to keep vaccines from developing bacteria and so on and so forth as a preservative. Today, you can still find thimerosal in flu shots exclusively in the flu vaccines. And actually, some flu vaccines have very little, but some have up to 25 micrograms of thimerosal,
mm-hmm.
which is a dramatic amount, which is an amount that if you just extrapolate out the mercury is an amount that the EPA would consider biohazardous. Right. And they're shooting it in you.
Well, and it says, despite highly exceeding the EPA safety standards, flu shots are still recommended for children over 6 months and pregnant women.
And the FDA approves it.
Yes.
And the medical orthodoxy recommends it and prescribes it. Now, keep remembering this, okay? These are the things that the medical orthodoxy prescribes. The FDA puts its stamp of approval on it. The same way they did DES, the same way they did thalidomide, and the same way they did millions of other drugs that have been found out to harm people that were then taken off the market only after a generation of people showed the symptoms. So keep in mind, you gotta keep remembering these things.
Okay, so it says in 2004, the Coalition for Mercury-Free Drugs petitioned the FDA to limit the use of thimerosal in vaccines, citing safety concerns. In a reply made public years later, the FDA denied the request despite overwhelmingly evidence that mercury is harmful to the human body. They denied the request.
Right. And you know what? And why is the, and this is why you must make your own decisions. You must look at the risk versus reward of vaccines. You must look at the potential exposure versus the vaccine itself, the dangers of the vaccine. You should not just take vaccines by and large because they're vaccines if you believe that the FDA approves it and your doctor is prescribing it and that's all you need to know. If you are doing that, you are playing Russian roulette with your health, but more importantly, with the health of offspring that may not be born for decades and their offspring.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that. So who cares what the FDA thinks? And who cares what the doctors think? People need to start thinking themselves. You need to start using your own brain when making decisions on what vaccines to choose.
But aren't they trying to make it mandatory?
And well, we have to...
All children are supposed to have certain vaccines or they can't go to school.
But no, that's not true because there's a lot of people who don't vaccinate their children for religious reasons.
Oh,
and there's reasons you don't have to vaccinate. So, and I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory. Those of you who are listening to the show, oh, Carl, you know, I'm not saying vaccines are bad and a sinister and a destroy. But what I am saying is like everything else in life, there's good and there's bad. And if you just take the word of the FDA and your doctor, you could be getting some of the bad. You could be getting sick. Your children could be getting sick. Your grandchildren could be getting sick. Just look at DES, thalidomide. Tobacco was endorsed by the government back in the day. You should smoke. It calms the nerves. It's good for you. I mean, if you're really looking to the government to tell you what's safe and what's not, I'm sorry, you are an idiot.
It's also, the article also says that there are other fillers that they put in vaccines.
Yeah, adjuvants and
formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Aluminum.
Yeah, aluminum salts are used as an adjuvant to actually cause what is known as nonspecific immune responses, to help the immune system respond to the injection that you're getting of the dead virus or the dead whatever it is, the agent is that they're putting in you. You know, Aubrey de Grey wrote in his book that there's a safer way to develop vaccines. There's ways to develop vaccines that promote a stronger immune system instead of just challenging it with one thing, but it takes longer to do it.
And what is that?
I have to read the whole chapter. I'm going to read it before the upcoming vaccine show. But anyway, he has an interesting slant on vaccines, interestingly enough, in his book, End Aging. We actually have to take a break. We've gone a few minutes over. Do we have anything else to talk about this particular vaccine that we didn't cover? I don't want to miss anything.
No, but when we come back, I do want to talk about the tobacco that has radiation in it.
Yeah, okay. This is good. This is really good. Okay. So you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. The theme of today's show is Never Forget. The FDA approves it, the medical orthodoxy prescribes it, and you and your offspring pay for it. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. You never forget.
Carl's ranting and we're not even talking about Monsanto yet.
Never forget. The FDA approves it, your doctor prescribes it, and your children die from it. Not everything.
Not everything.
That's why you have to use your brain and select. Okay. Right.
So, did you know that tobacco contains radioactive radioactive particles?
Does it really?
It does.
Well, that's fun. Then I guess I would glow in the dark if I smoked.
I guess. I don't know. But anyway, in an article that Nick sent me, it just says that cigarette companies knew of the radioactive material and did nothing about it.
They hid the secret for some 40 plus years.
Yes, yes.
And of course, in the FDA-esque approach to address it, oh, well, everything has radioactive material in it, and anything that comes out of the earth has radioactive material in it. There's nothing you can do about it, right?
Right.
Yeah. What is the radioactive material, Elisa, that is in tobacco?
Polonium-210.
210. Okay. And so?
It emits particles that are called alpha particles.
Okay.
And it is present in soil.
Right.
But not in the amounts that they found in the tobacco.
Right. Interesting. But obviously the FDA will, on behalf of the tobacco industry, will challenge that by saying, well, the wrong test was used, so it's inaccurate. I'm sure the FDA will come out against this claim and not the tobacco industry.
Well, it says when combined with other cancer-causing chemicals in tobacco, damage from the radiation is very potent.
And the radiation, and probably polonium-210 by itself has some carcinogenic effects. I have to believe that it causes cancer all by itself. That's usually what happens with things that are radioactive.
Well, I wonder, okay, so what about secondhand smoke?
Oh, sure. And third-hand
and
smoke.
Third-hand
yeah,
smoke
that
too?
That polonium-210 is all over the walls and inside the cars of people who smoke, just radiating back at them. So, sure. Absolutely. Yep. Well, there you go. So, another good reason not to smoke cigarettes. If you don't have a good reason, this is one right there.
It says, polonium-210 is a naturally occurring element found in the air, soil, water, and therefore can be found in plants.
Right. So we're probably eating some, too, in our garden. What are you going to do? Okay, so what's next, Elisa?
Well, speaking of radiation, do you want to talk about the death of Steve Jobs?
Yes, very tragic. Anytime someone dies, I'm sad. And hopefully somebody will be sad when I die someday. I don't know that that's going to be true. But with that being said, very suspicious to me that Steve Jobs had a very rare type of tumor. Both in his liver, from what I understand, and then pancreatic cancer, which is very, very difficult to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone should not have gotten cancer, it should have been Steve Jobs. He was a devoted, lifelong vegan.
Uh-huh.
And the vegans will tell you that eating meat causes cancer. So let's say that the vegans are right. Let's say the vegans are correct and that living a vegan lifestyle is chemoprotective.
Right.
What could have caused Steve Jobs' cancer?
Do you think it was his iPhone?
Yes, I think it, and I do. I really do. And I know people are going to say, oh, Carl, you're crazy. I think that Steve Jobs probably wore his iPhone and the prototype iPhone on his hip or backside hip or left hip or right hip or whatever he moved it to from
in
time to time.
In his pocket or?
Yeah, I believe he carried his iPhone constantly with him. Now, is everybody who carries an iPhone going to get cancer? No. But I believe that Steve Jobs, due to his zealot-like approach to a diet and probably lack of exercise, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he did exercise. But his zealot-type approach to a diet was not getting the right nutrients in his body to help him fight off the effects of his phone, the inflammatory effects. Isn't it the World Health Organization has come out and said that the radiation from cell phones is now considered a class 2B carcinogen?
Mm-hmm.
It causes cancer.
Right.
Okay. Now, you know, the World Health Organization, for them to come out and say that, it's got to be a lot worse than that, because they're part of the establishment of cover-ups. They're not part of the establishment of protecting people.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So for them to come out and say it's a 2B, it's got to be a lot worse. Okay. With that being said, Steve wore his phone probably for years. And we know that of all of the cell phones in the world, the iPhone has the highest degree of radiation of all of them.
Yes.
In fact, there is an app that you can get for BlackBerry and Droid that will never be approved by the iPhone unless you have a jailbroken iPhone. You can then download it. If you don't have a jailbroken iPhone, you cannot download the TAWKON app, which measures the radiation coming out of your phone.
Didn't you try to download that?
Yeah, but you can't. I have to jailbreak my phone in order to do it. And I don't want to do that because I don't know what other problems I'll end up with.
Uh-huh.
You know? But this app was requested to be added to the Apple iPhone store, the app store. And Steve Jobs turned it down and said, absolutely not. Why? Why wouldn't they let this? They have every other flipping app in the world out there. Why not this one that shows the amount of radiation coming out of the phone? Because you know why? Because people are going to look at that and they're going to go, holy mackerel, I don't want to use this phone. The thing is on red all the time. It's on the maximum amount of radiation. I'm getting blasted all the time.
I've stopped putting mine up to my head. I'm using headphones.
Yeah, the earbuds.
Earbuds, not
Bluetooth, but
no,
the earbuds.
Me too.
That's what I do. And I never carry my phone. I put it in my briefcase. I leave it in my car. I leave it on my desk. That phone will never see the inside of a pocket unless I turn it off.
And didn't Johan post that you can get a case that will block the radiation from leaking?
Absolutely. You can, because people realize that this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, never forget, folks, you can't take the word of agencies that approve and companies that endorse and prescribe and say, hey, it's okay.
Well, I have a friend that told me she knows five people that have brain tumors.
Right now.
Right.
Interesting.
Now, five
and,
people.
And more people have iPhones than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do about it? Well, one of the things you can do is if you do carry your iPhone on your hip, you can either get a piece of carbon fiber, like the size of an index card, and cut it so it fits on the inside of your case where facing your body.
Mm-hmm.
So the phone is not radiating directly into your body. It's radiating out and away. Think of your iPhone as a light. If it's a 360-degree light, it's shining all the way around. You don't want it to be a 360-degree light. You want it that 90 degrees facing your body. You don't want it to be radiating into you.
And women should have the same issue putting it in their handbag and then
yes.
It's against their body.
Yes. If you have a pocket in your handbag that you put your iPhone, you should either put aluminum foil or carbon fiber on the side of the pocket facing your body and make sure that the iPhone is on the other side so it's radiating out. It'll still receive text messages and phone calls, but it just won't be radiating into your body.
Or you can get the case that Johan posted.
Yeah.
Somewhere he posted it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's very suspicious that no one is talking about what's going on. I wonder if Steve Jobs, in his deepest, darkest moments of silence, thought to himself, I wonder if I did this to myself with my iPhone.
He was young.
I know.
He was 59.
56.
Oh, 56.
He was born in 1955. He's 3 years older than me.
Hmm.
He's young and he withered away. And I wonder if you know, he was Buddhist too. And Buddhists have a great connection to humanity. I cannot help but believe that it's going to come out in years from now that A, Steve Jobs started to question whether or not his cancer was caused by his iPhone, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And B, whether or not he was leaving behind a legacy of devastation and illness as a result of the millions of iPhones that are being used worldwide. I have to believe that thought. Look, I don't care who, if I was Steve Jobs, I would have thought that. I would have thought, man, I wonder if I did this to myself wearing my iPhone. I know how much radiation it puts out. I know that it can be a car. I mean, he was an intelligent guy. He knew. He connected the dots. If he would have come out and said something, it would have destroyed his empire.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to die silently.
Right.
And if he was, and if he did think those things, and he did not come out and say anything about it, as the Buddhists believe, he's coming back and repeating this life. He may come back as a bug next life. That's what the Buddhists believe.
Do they?
Hell yeah. They believe in reincarnation. And every life you get, if you get this life right, you go on to a higher level of life. If you don't get this life right, you come back and repeat it. And if you've repeated this life too many times, I believe they believe you come back as a lower life form.
Oh.
Correct me if I'm wrong, any of the Buddhists out there, but I thought that that's the way it works.
Okay, so now we're talking about cancer.
Yes.
Did you read the article? And the article is titled, "Where Does All the Komen for the Cure Money Really Go?"
Yes, yes. In fact, I pulled up their actual, what do I want to say?
That really distresses me because I thought that that was a good organization and that that was a good cause and that, you know, Susan G. Komen was really doing good work for breast cancer.
You know what? I said this, and I know that a lot of people will probably take offense to what I'm about to say, but Michael J. Fox is very successful as an actor. He's even more successful running his organization to find the cure for Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. Jerry Lewis hasn't made a movie in 50 years, but he made millions of dollars on behalf of muscular dystrophy running their telethon. Mm-hmm. This is a business, folks.
It says in the article that really bothered me also is that if any other activity or event linked the phrase for the cure,
right,
the Susan G. Komen threatens them with lawsuits.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That just really
bothered me. So now they own the words
for the cure.
The cure. Komen for the cure. Do you know that in 2009, 2010, they had over $44 million in payroll and benefit expenses? $44 million in payroll and benefit expenses?
Their CEO made approximately $500,000 annually plus bonuses.
Yeah, but see, they don't tell you the bonuses. This is how these organizations get by. They give very, very low payrolls so that they can say, well, people would think, well, $500,000, $500,000 a year isn't a lot. Look at what the guy at GM is making, and they're curing things. The bonuses are what I want to know. The bonuses could have been $10 million, $5 million, $4 million, $1.5 million, $3 million. What are the bonuses?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And these are businesses. Now, look, the Susan G. Komen for the Cure may have started out with admirable intentions,
right,
but it's now a business, and businesses are about profit. What portion of the money is being given to actual research?
Well, it says here in 2009 and 2010, 2009/10, $141 million was donated for education, but that education did not include dietary information such as abstaining from sugar, which is cancer's favorite food, or toxic foods.
Yeah, and this is what frustrates me about these organizations, just like Michael J. Fox's organization. They abandon anything except what the medical orthodoxy is promoting.
It didn't include avoiding junk foods and eating whole organic foods?
No, how could they do that? You see the pink ribbon on all sorts of junk food. Komen for the Cure.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I know.
Buckets for the Cure.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
How can they tell the truth? They'd have to abandon all these sponsors.
Vitamin D3 was not mentioned.
Do you know that
it says, but bickering over whether radiation should come before or after chemo was discussed.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
A big thing.
Yeah. And shame on you. You know what? Shame on you using your sister's name to do the wrong thing. This is a perfect example. This is, you know, once again, never forget, folks. Never forget. This is the wrong thing. You're not exploring anything new. You're not doing anything different. You're following the medical orthodoxy's lockstep approach to curing cancer. You know, do you know that SPF is advised by all sorts of dermatologists today to protect your skin? But do you know an SPF of 8 or more
blocks up to 75% of the vitamin D production in your skin, and vitamin D has been shown to be chemoprotective in skin cancer. So by using anything above an SPF 8 and going out in direct sunlight, you're actually placing your skin in the most compromised position to get skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not talking about vitamin D. Susan,
No, they're not. I'm sorry, I was just reading. The article says maybe they don't want a cure. Maybe they want their high-paying jobs and puffed-up prestige. They are part of the multi-million dollar cancer industry, which would collapse if cures are allowed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly my point. We are coming close to having to take another break, Alisa. Do we want to take the break now, or do we want to?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. There's a lot more to rant about.
I only smoke weed when I need to, and I need to get some rest. Yo, where's my cess? I confess I burned the hole in you.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Alisa, I have to ask you this question.
Okay.
Okay. Was it last week's show or the week before we talked about the fact that some people want to know if you had butt implants?
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. I think I know your secret now.
What?
Do you wear those new Reebok sneakers that say that they will give you a firmer, higher butt?
No.
Because if you do...
They're called toning shoes.
Yeah. Oh, so you know. So you do have a pair.
No, I read the article.
Because I would say if you do have a pair, you got some money coming back to you.
No, I don't have those. Maybe I should get those.
No, you know what you should do? You should help Reebok. You should write to Reebok and say, I will say that I've been wearing your toning shoes for the past year and send snapshots of my butt to prove it.
Well, they're already ordered to pay $25 million to customers for deceptively advertising their shoes, their toning shoes.
But you see, look at how gullible people are. Nobody wants to get in the gym and do any hard work. They just want to put a pair of shoes on that's going to make their butt look better.
Get in there and do walking lunges and squats and...
Use big boy weights, right?
Use big boy weights like I do.
So 20, how many million?
25 million.
Jeez, that's a lot of money. But didn't they, if I remember correctly, they made like $250 million selling the shoes.
Yeah, I think it was 240. And the shoes have been out, it's not really a new shoe. They've been out since 2009.
Yeah, so they've been out a long time. So paying $50 million, paying $25 million to make $240 million, that's a good deal. I take that deal.
Well, and they can still sell the shoe, but they're just banned from making the claims that the toning shoe is effective in strengthening muscles and toning the butt, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Is that the shoe that kind of rocks? It has like no heel or something, mm-hmm. and it rocks back and forth?
And it's very, it's got...
Really thick in
mm-hmm.
the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Earth shoes?
Mm-hmm. I remember I
had a pair.
They
have no heel, and the front of the shoe was real thick, so your foot kind of pointed up in the air because the premise was when you stand in soft soil or sand, your heels sink in a little bit, and the rest of your foot stays up higher. And so they came out with Earth shoes. Obviously, they didn't work because they're gone now.
Yes.
So, okay, what else you want to talk about, Alisa?
Well, Denmark has imposed a tax on fatty foods.
Oh, not fat people. That's what they should do. They should just put a tax on fat people.
It's a fat tax, but it's on fatty foods. A butter, oil.
What a mistake.
Hamburgers.
Once again, we need to come out with a grain tax. The more grain you eat, that's where you get fat, not fat. Oh my God.
The value of the tax is about $3 for every 2.2 pounds of saturated fat.
Yeah. You know, it's terrible that they're taxing fat when fat is not the reason people get fat. It just doesn't make any sense.
Here's an example. A hamburger will increase in price about 15 cents.
Right.
And a small package of butter could increase about 40 cents.
But a bag of potato chips, well, no, they're cooked in fat, right? They're fried. So they may increase as well.
Mm-hmm.
But not nearly as much. Right.
Right.
French fries won't go up nearly as much either, even though they're fried in fat because there's very little fat in them. Oh, they got it wrong in Denmark. I think they need to just start taxing fat people. I'm telling you, the way they tax tobacco, look, they determined that tobacco use has a lot of health risks that go along with it. So the American government said, we're going to tax tobacco to cover the health risks. They should just tax fat people. I think if you're over a certain weight and you're over a certain body fat percentage, they should tax your body fat. That's what they should do. Then things would be fair.
Well, there's an article here that says reducing obesity in America calls for tough policies and a sugar tax.
I like a sugar tax.
Do you?
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a better target than a fat tax. Makes more sense.
I agree. I agree with you there.
Yeah. Yeah. Sugar tax is fine.
But how are they going to impose a sugar tax when there's sugar in everything? High fructose corn syrup.
Well, it's easy. It's easy to, I mean, the same way they're doing a fat tax. Whatever percentage of sugar you have, they would come up with an amount per gram of sugar or per pound of sugar or whatever, and they would charge based on the ingredients in your product. I think that's better. But I still think the best tax of all is to tax fat people.
Let me tell you this. Let me read this quote to you. The U.S. healthcare system is going to fold with the burden of chronic disease management if we don't take aggressive action to reduce obesity the same way we took aggressive action to reduce the tobacco problem.
Oh, yeah. They really reduced it. Who wrote that?
And that was from a professor of medicine at the University of Connecticut Health Center.
He must live under a rock. Actually, tobacco use is as rampant as it's ever been.
Oh, I know. Just because they put a tax on it, that didn't do anything.
No, it didn't do anything. It just made the government a bunch of money.
That probably was the goal.
Well, of course it was. If you're allowed to kill people in the United States and not go to jail as long as the government gets their money.
The person that made that statement, it's conducting a 3-year intervention study funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yeah. But remember what the guy said about glucosamine and chondroitin. When studies are funded by the industry, don't take them seriously. Well, there you go.
Don't forget.
Yeah, never forget. Never forget. I still say I'm going to put a poll on the website if fat people should be taxed for their body fat. Really. And, you know, look, I was a fat person.
Well.
I know. You don't think that's politically correct.
No, I think something needs to be done because of the healthcare system, and it's so lopsided where the people that are healthy are paying for the people who aren't healthy.
Okay. Perfect example. We have a good friend who is a pilot for a major airline.
Mm-hmm.
We were having a discussion with him the other night, and we were talking about the cost of a fat person flying.
Oh, that's right, about the gas.
Yeah. And he said, do you know that it costs $17,000 a year just to fly a case of soda, you know, the case of soda that's in the galley that case of soda is replenished. Every time they land, they put another case of soda. It costs $17,000 a year in fuel costs for that, the weight that case of soda presents on that plane, back and forth all year long. Okay. So these airlines, they're charging us to pay for our bags, right? So you buy an airline ticket for $270, then you get to the airport, and they want to charge you $50 for your bag, right?
Uh-huh.
And your bag has to be 50 pounds or less. If it's over 50 pounds, they charge you more.
Right.
Okay. Then, so you're a svelte 148, 160 pounds, right?
Right.
And you got a 50-pound bag with you. So you pay $200 for your ticket, and you pay $50 for your bag. Now, some big fat person comes along that's like 300 pounds but doesn't have any luggage, and they just pay $200 for their ticket. They're using
more fuel.
Lugging their big body across the country is costing that company more money than it is for you and your luggage.
But they couldn't charge more because that would be discrimination.
Yes, baloney. It's not discrimination. You know what? It's simple metrics. The airlines need to do, and the insurance companies, everybody, they need to start using different metrics. Mm-hmm. You know what? In the airline business, it costs a certain amount of money to drive you from here to there. It's based on how much gas and wear and tear on the plane. And they need to start breaking that out by the person.
Now, you were fat once, obese or whatever term you want to use. How would that make you feel if they did that to you?
I would have paid it and shut my mouth. You want to know why? Because I was embarrassed for being fat. I wasn't trying to make the world accommodate me. When I was fat, I knew I was fat. I used to hide.
Like the guy from White Castle that wanted him to
make the seats wider so his big fat body can fit in there while he chums down his 65 White Castle hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, please. The world didn't have to accommodate me because I was fat. I wasn't fat. I wasn't like I was born without limbs like a thalidomide baby and I wanted people to help me. I got fat because of this. I kept putting my elbow and my hand up to my mouth when I had food in it, and
you
I got fat.
Eating Wendy's and
5 times a day.
5 times a day.
In fact, when I stopped eating Wendy's, I got a letter from Dave. He was still alive and says, "Please come back. We're losing money." Yeah, I mean, I was embarrassed for being fat. I wouldn't want the world to accommodate me. It's you know what? We live in a society of people who believe that they're entitled. This society is permeated with a sense of entitlement.
Yes.
people should win lotteries. People should have success. People should all be winners. We're teaching our kids. They play soccer. There's no losers, only winners. Everybody gets a medal. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody here feels entitled. So fat people feel entitled, and this group feels it. No, there's nothing. No one's entitled to anything. You're not even entitled to life. Many of us die. Look at Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. As wealthy as he was, he couldn't evade death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
But according to Aubrey de Grey, you can.
Well, if the right things happen soon enough, yes, we will be able to. Mm-hmm. And that's why we listen to this show. We talk about modalities to stay alive and be healthy longer. You want to flip the government off the big middle finger? Live longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the greatest thing you can do. Live longer. And every year you live past 80 and 90 and 100, you're basically saying F you to the government. Hey, look, I didn't listen to you. I didn't follow your advice. I didn't just swallow everything you said. And as a result, I lived longer. I was right. You're wrong. That's it.
Okay, so what
would... Now watch, I'll probably die tomorrow.
What would Casual Friday be without talking about Monsanto?
It would not be Casual Friday.
So Monsanto buys Belogics.
What is Belogics? Is it a computer company, Elisa?
No. Belogics is a research company founded in 2007... And they have developed a product called Remembi.
That's a hard one.
It's an antiviral agent that they believe could stem the impact of colony collapse disorder.
Wait a minute. Colony collapse disorder that's being caused by the pesticides manufactured by Monsanto?
Well, do you think that there's a reason why they purchased that company?
Oh, well, they could have purchased them to put them out of business so that they could collapse the bee colonies. That's a point. That would be like Apple buying Taquan, mm-hmm. the company that makes the app that measures radiation, and then putting them out of business and getting rid of the app.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, you are a conspiracy theorist at heart, aren't you?
No, not really.
I thought they bought it because they want to make things right. I'm thinking, well, maybe they want to make things right. Maybe they realize that it's their pesticides that are causing the colony collapse, and they want to go ahead and emphasize a remedy. But you're saying they're probably just going to push them out of business.
Well, a Monsanto spokesperson said, while the investment is an enabling technology for us, for Monsanto, we're absolutely committed to Belogics' existing work.
Okay, so then that may be a good thing. Maybe Monsanto is starting to feel the backlash of all of the sinister things that they have done and caused in this world. This could be a sign that they're starting to listen to the people. Look, I'm all for a company that can produce technology that is in harmony with our lives. And mm-hmm. if Monsanto has all this brain trust there to do all these wonderful things, maybe they're starting to feel the backlash and they're going, okay, we have to become a new Monsanto. I'm all for that if they really do it.
And do you really think that's what's happening?
I will give them the benefit of the doubt in this one instance here.
Aren't they just reintroducing Agent Orange?
Maybe they won't. Maybe they're hearing the word is out on that, and maybe they won't. Let's see.
Okay.
They haven't yet.
Oh, they haven't?
No, not yet. They're talking about it, but they haven't yet. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
Well, the CDC says 112 million incidents of drinking and driving in 2010.
112,000?
112 million.
112 million.
Mm-hmm. They reported on Tuesday that 112 million incidences in which adults drove after driving occurred in 2010.
112 million.
Million.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's a lot of drunk drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Now, wait a minute. Give me a second here. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Divided by 24.
He's doing math, you guys.
24. Hold on. Divided by 365. I want to be Brian Williams. Hold on a second. So that is.
Oh.
Hi, this is Brian Williams. Drinking and driving is occurring approximately 12,785 times every hour. compared to the HPV virus, deaths caused by throat and head cancer being one an hour, the heck with the HPV virus, we need to get the drunk drivers off the road. That's 12,785 drunk drivers at any given hour of the day
mm-hmm.
on the road.
compared to the one person who's dying from throat and head cancer from HPV. Big deal.
Men accounted for 81% of that, and 32% of that were young men.
Okay. In all fairness, let's be honest. Women are not driving because they're in the passenger seat, but they're still drunk in the car. Well, let's be honest. Okay.
Okay.
What else do we have to talk about, Alisa Profumo?
I think we're getting close to the end of the show. Did you have any? We wanted to address Ricky Pack's question.
Oops. Never mind.
Sorry.
I think that he had a question about his grandmother. His grandmother. The article, I will find the study that shows that individuals with hypertension who train regularly mitigated all the negative effects of the hypertension. I will find it. That was his question, and I'll find it.
Okay, but his grandmother is 80 years old.
But that doesn't mean she can't walk. She can't do things. You know, I mean, she may be a spry, robust 80 years old.
He said she walks a few miles every day.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, there you go. She just needs to do a little bit more, maybe a little resistance training here and there, something light with some bands. Maybe he can buy her some bands and she could start out with some simple curls.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, just get the bicep muscles moving.
What about, like, I have a friend that talks about lifting cans of peas like they're a pound each.
Yeah, that's
so
a great idea.
So what about something like that out of her pantry, getting a couple cans and letting her start there?
When I was traveling on the road, I used to travel with water. I would take two 1-gallon jugs in each hand, and I would do curls with them. I'd do presses with them. It's a little awkward, but you use what you can. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
A can of peas. And
just sitting in her chair and doing a few things.
And shoulder, and maybe he can teach her to do shoulder presses with them,
biceps,
with something. Yeah,
triceps.
But yeah, resistance training definitely affects actually mitigates the effects of high blood pressure.
So are you going to be posting more videos? I saw your videos on Facebook.
I need someone to take them.
I guess I could try.
People keep asking me to post training videos like they're going to see something amazing. You're going to see an old guy with a face like a shoe, old leather shoe.
Pressing about 1,000 pounds.
No, nothing like that. But yeah, absolutely. I'm going to definitely do some more videos.
Good.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I just want to say thanks to Dr. Peter Rouse, Nick Guggs, Carmela Cierzo, Gordon Woodward, and Dominique Lest, because I used your all's articles this week.
Cool. Thank you for your contributions, and thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. We got great shows planned for you next week. Monday, you're not going to want to miss Monday's show. Even though it's a holiday for many of you, I will be in the studio working. We're going to have a doctor coming on to talk about the effects of sleep on memory consolidation to help you remember things better. But more importantly, we're going to have Ori Hofmeckler on talking about his new book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. I'm telling you, this book is absolutely a must-have. This book redefines the reasons that we train. It's a fantastic book. We're going to be doing that Monday. Got great shows for you all next week. On the 11th of next week,
which is Tuesday,
it's Alisa Profumo's birthday. So if you haven't already friended her on Facebook, please friend her on Facebook and wish her a happy birthday on the 11th. Why, you don't want them to?
No.
Why did you sigh like that? Like, you didn't want me to do that?
No, I'm just embarrassed that you're announcing that.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. So it's her birthday. I'm not going to tell you how old she is, but she looks gorgeous. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Bye.